dear brothers and sisters, committed Muslims, there's a couple of ayat in Allah's guiding book that I want to be the spotlight of this khutbah. The first one says,
أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
The other ayah, and I will translate the general meanings of both of these ayahs following this one.
وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
Both of these ayat deliver the meaning that the guidance that we seek from Allah can come only through the effort that we expend for Allah. No person can expect guidance from Allah if they are either indifferent to Allah and His Prophet. I mean, they could be practicing Muslims in the sense that they are doing their personal responsibilities. Like they may be fasting or they may be praying and they may be doing these personal issues. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand that we, if we are not involved in some type of effort, this effort may demand some sweat, it may demand some patience, it may demand some tears, and it eventually may demand some blood. But this is the type of effort that begets guidance. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And you can take Allah's Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his, as a reference point. Did Allah's prophets receive revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and open up a school or a teaching center, a university or a seminary, and then begin to teach individuals how to be good Muslims? And then after they graduate from the courses of Islam, after they understand the Quran, then after that, let them go into society and begin to change society. Was that how it was done? Ask yourself. Or what was done was the instructions were revealed from Allah pertaining to the real issues of life, and the Muslims were tasked. They were held responsible. First one being Allah's beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then the rest of the Muslims were involved in this lifelong struggle. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand that we, if we are not involved in some type of effort, this effort may demand some sweat, it may demand some patience, it may demand some tears, and it eventually may demand some blood. But this is the type of effort that begets guidance.